Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer period. If you'd like to ask a question at that time, please dial star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now turn it over to Mr. Steve Lee. You may begin.
Hi, thank you very much, Jackie. Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Lee. I am with the Maximo Sales Enablement team, and I'd like to welcome everyone to this call, especially our business partners out there. Just want to say thank you for your time and commitment in representing the IBM portfolio. So, yeah, as we've all seen on TV or radio or on the advertisements in the airports, this IBM Smarter Planet messaging is everywhere. Now, you might have seen, also heard this thing that Maximo is at the heart of smart. Well, you know, I think I'm preaching to the choir here. Hopefully, most everyone knows what Maximo actually does. But we all know that Maximo has a very compelling story on its ability to help companies of all sizes manage smart assets across various asset classes. And truly, these smart assets that enable the smarter planet. So assets that can tell us now what condition they are in. And really, what we're going to be focusing on today is where are they located, because that adds to the efficiency and productivity of employees and personnel who maintain those assets. So without further ado, you know, to talk about customer benefits, what this IBM Real-Time Asset Locator product does, this product was released on July 27th of this year. At this point, I'd like to introduce the product manager for this product, Greg Knowles. Greg, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Steve. And I also would like to thank everybody for attending today and say good morning, good afternoon. As Steve mentioned, I am the product manager for the product that we're going to talk about today, IBM Real-Time Asset Locator. And it's a product offering that is designed to enhance your asset management capabilities. So it's designed to work in conjunction with Maximo Asset Management, the various industry flavors of the product, as well as Tivoli Asset Management for IT, by essentially marrying real-time sensor information with your asset management processes and enabling new processes, new capabilities around assets and asset visibility. So why don't we move to slide two? So there's a number of key issues in the operational environments today, and these issues really cross industry boundaries, healthcare, industrial sector, you know, general asset management that we see throughout all industries, basically. And it boils down to a lack of visibility and the impact that that lack of visibility has on both productivity and costs. Cost-wise, there are both direct and indirect costs. Direct costs obviously hit the bottom line in terms of over procurement of assets, higher than necessary levels of safety stock, but also operational charges in terms of rental equipment, so excessive charges for rentals and things like that. We see that oftentimes in the healthcare space. So because the assets are not being utilized, you know, at the levels they could be or should be, we end up with, you know, these excess expenses because we've got more assets than we really need. Another area of where we have issues is the lost and misplaced equipment. Sometimes this is equipment that's walking out the door. It's lost at a job site. It's left behind somewhere. Or it's simply misplaced, right? Or it's hidden. In fact, we hear stories about hospital environments where personnel hoard equipment. They may hide it somewhere because they can never find one when they need it, so they keep it ferreted away somewhere so it's available when they need it. So the inability to find the equipment, you know, ultimately results in, you know, under-maintained equipment as well as underutilized equipment, and again, contributes to that over-procurement and excess assets. But there's also damages that can happen to assets and the associated accountability. You know, again, this is something we see in a number of industries, increasing the accountability of who's got an asset, who's using an asset, who should it be billed to, and just the lack of being able to account for that in near real time and account for what's really going on in the real world, you know, kind of hampers the collection of that information and the enforcement of those rules and charges. And then there's just the operational efficiency aspect, just time spent by staff looking for the equipment to do their job. You know, if I can't find a critical tool or you know, piece of equipment, the production stops. Basically, I'm not doing productive paying work anymore. I'm off looking for equipment. So that time that staff spend looking for equipment, you know, directly affects the bottom line. And then there's audit, validation, and compliance processes. So the inability kind of today to capture some of this information both accurately, timely, without human error is kind of a problem, a common theme that we see as well across industries. And as I mentioned, you know, all of this affects the overall asset utilization, which can be, you know, your benchmark for improvement. You know, inability to even set reasonable targets is a problem because nobody's sure, you know, really what should be a reasonable target. So with some real-time information, we can begin to assess how we're performing. We can address some of these problems and improve utilization and operations overall. Chart 3. So very specifically, there are two industries that we're targeting. Healthcare is one, and specifically in healthcare, hospital, clinical environments, places where there are lots of mobile equipment that have sophisticated PM processes around them, preventative maintenance processes, or require sanitization and you know, tracking of this, these kinds of processes for regulatory reasons, and/or you know, just safety reasons, infection control, that sort of thing. So hospitals specifically is a target area for us. And honestly, they have a big problem just losing and misplacing equipment. We've got estimates from two different analysts here that show up to 20%. Misplaced and lost equipment in some of these environments, and maybe lower in others. But even, you know, 10 or 15% is a pretty significant chunk of assets that are not being used properly, or possibly not being maintained or sanitized properly because they can't be found. You know, we've heard anecdotal stories from various clients about how they operate if they can't find an asset two times in a row. When they're going to do maintenance or do an inventory audits, that sort of thing, they'll retire the asset, which means you've either lost an asset that you weren't aware of, or you've got an asset that's sitting out there in the environment that's not really been properly maintained or even sanitized. So both of those could be real problems for your operations. Another client told us they bought back infusion pumps. They're specific infusion pumps from obviously a thief on the internet. So we hear stories like that all the time. Another big issue, excuse me. Another big issue or concern in the hospital environment today is around infection control and ensuring that equipment, rooms, beds, you know, everything of that sort is being properly sanitized before it moves from one patient to another or it's occupied by another patient. So just another issue that we can sort of help with by capturing some real-time information about it. The final point here is the Joint Commission requires a 95% preventative maintenance rate, and customers will say they have to stop everything and go on a manhunt for equipment if they fall below that that benchmark of 95% compliance. Chart 4. As I mentioned, the other industry that we're targeting fairly broadly is the industrial sector in general. So we see the need for some of these capabilities, and we see some problems, some emerging trends in automotive and their tier one suppliers. We see it in aerospace and defense. We see it in the oil and gas kind of space. But there are these three kind of key trends here around flexible manufacturing and the reconfiguration, the mobilization of assets. Lines are reconfigured, different components and pieces of a line are moved around, refitted together in different configurations. And there's a strong need here to be able to track the association of different tools and assets to the line and how the line's reconfigured and understand, where those things are more or less in real time. Along the same lines, there's an increase in shared and mobile assets, as I mentioned, and there's a need, to track these high-value and critical assets and make sure they're properly maintained, make sure they're available when they're needed, make sure you have, the right number available for the production that's coming up. And then finally, we're seeing kind of an emergence of an increase, really, in condition monitoring. And a lot of this has been going on in the industrial sector for a long time, and it's captured through a variety of mechanisms. But what we're doing with the real-time asset locator is beginning to marry that information more directly and more automatically in a more automated fashion with Maximo, tracking, in-use characteristics, whether an asset is clean or dirty sort of thing, and enabling that to be triggered more effectively and kick off workflows, but also tracking environmental conditions. We see this as a real strong need even in data center IT asset tracking use cases or scenarios where we need to understand the temperature of a rack, or we need to understand humidity conditions someplace where we have sensitive electronic equipment. And even more of an emerging capability around predictive analytics and applying that to assets and their status and their history to understand when an asset's likely to fail. Okay. Slide 5, please. So one of the key differences in this offering from IBM is it really is targeted at the line of business users, the line of business leaders. Maximo is probably an exception, but many of the other IBM products had been targeted at, IT in the past. And so there is a real shift in my team to begin developing solutions that deliver on the middleware, but also deliver use cases and value directed at the line of business users. So that is part of my team's mission, my group's mission, is to focus on these line of business guys and the line of business problems. So specifically with the real-time asset locator, we are targeting problems that are of interest to your biomedical leadership in a hospital or clinical environment, operations and logistics in other industries as well. So those are our primary contacts, our primary focal points in terms of selling these kinds of capabilities. And again, IT is still a secondary play there. It's a secondary channel. And many IT organizations are very active in terms of trying to establish themselves as, value add to their line of business. So they want to be aware of these line of business problems, and they want to be able to position themselves as helping their line of business management solve those problems. So again, we do see some interest from the IT side, the CIO and the enterprise IT guys. Slide 6, please. Slide 6 is the one chart overview for the real-time asset locator offering. This is built on a number of products and capabilities that IBM started developing back in 2003-04 timeframe to capture sensor information. So the capabilities here have been around for a while, and what we've done with this release is actually married them quite directly with Maximo. So this the offering is pre-integrated with Maximo, so that we can feed this these data points, real-time sensor information, directly into Maximo. So, you know, problem-wise, we've talked about the problems a few charts back and across the various industries, but real-time asset locator is designed to work with a variety of tracking technologies that help address this technology. It within it has an engine for event processing, so to speak, to look at events coming in from multiple sensors, make sense out of that, and then forward higher order business level events to Maxima. Okay, so we're really kind of the conduit from the real world, the physical world, via these sensors through to Maxima, providing business level events and actionable event detection, basically, into Maximo in order to take some proactive response. And then we've got the ensuing business value at the bottom. Obviously, you know, when implemented, we can validate increased productivity, reduced asset levels, improved ability to pass audits, to perform the audits more effectively and efficiently, and reduce asset loss overall. Okay. Chart 7, please. And chart 7 is just a quick overview of how the solution works from end to end. So what you'll notice here is there's really three overall components. Out on the left-hand side, you've got the readers and the tags. They represent the overall, you know, the physical infrastructure and the sensors that we collect data from, that we collect information from. And then you see the real-time asset locator sitting in the middle, acting as kind of the situational awareness component there, interpreting what's going on in the real world and these raw data streams, and reporting that into Maximo to take some action. So just a little more specifically, the tags there in the red circles are attached to assets, and these tags are interrogated by the infrastructure, so the readers that sit throughout the environment, to capture location information and condition information about assets that are in the environment. And that sensor infrastructure provides to RTAL some location information about those assets. So it could be an XYZ coordinate, it could be a specific zone, and we can get down to basically a sub-foot level of accuracy in many environments with a certain kind of technology, and we can get down to room and sub-room accuracy in the healthcare space. So both, you know, very important capabilities for solutions in both industries, both industrial and the healthcare space. So the location information that comes up to the real-time asset locator is basically processed through a model that we build of the operational environment. So if you think about this visually, and there is a visual client where this is actually modeled, you would see the floor plan of a building. And on that floor plan, you could create virtual zones. And within those zones, we can attach rules that govern the behavior of assets as they move into, out of, or around these different zones. Rules that indicate that an asset should never leave this zone, or certain assets should never enter this zone. Or if an asset exits this zone, it should be leaving with an authorized person. So we can detect the activity from the sensor infrastructure of what's going on in that zone, where the assets are, how they're moving, and then we can apply rules to the assets as they move through that environment. And those rules are what generate the higher level business events that we forward to Maximo. And then, of course, in Maximo, we configure workflows, reports, KPIs, and that sort of thing to help you both monitor, you know, look historically and analytically at what's going on in the environment, but also take action on it through the workflows and associated job plans and work orders. Next slide, please. So a key differentiator for IBM in this space, and software-wise, these capabilities, is the fact that we have kind of both sides of the equation. There's really no other vendor in the marketplace that offers both the enterprise asset management as well as the pre-integrated sensor event infrastructure. So this is just a key selling point, I believe, in the marketplace in terms of the marriage of these two sets of world-class capabilities in Maximo and the real-time asset locator. Chart 9, please. So the compelling, you know, business values or benefits for the line of business and IT executives, I hope I've kind of covered this a couple of different ways, but again, the solution, you know, helps minimize downtime and improve, you know, PM tasks, optimizing the efficiency of those tasks, being able to locate the assets very quickly, proactively monitoring state, and being able to detect when an asset needs preventative maintenance based on usage, per se, rather than a time-based PM model, and then using real-world data to do that. Improving productivity overall by minimizing the time staff spend searching for equipment. And because the equipment's used at a higher level, the utilization rate is better, we can reduce capital expenditures and operating expenses for extra assets or extra rental equipment. And we can improve patient and worker safety just by knowing where patients are and their conditions. If we have an infected patient, knowing that patient shouldn't be allowed to leave a certain area because they're a contamination risk, providing alerts for that sort of thing. And improving overall audit and compliance and regulatory capabilities through the automatic capture of all the sensor data. Slide 10, please. So the key targets from a customer standpoint, we look at them two ways, both industries and what software they may already have. So from a software standpoint, we could sell RTAL into existing Maximo Asset Management customer accounts. I should point out that the real-time asset locator pre-recs Maximo 7117. Okay, so that's a key point there. And I know Maximo 7.1 has only been out for a little while, and a lot of customers haven't updated to 7.1.1.7 yet, but the process of updating from 7.1 to 7.1.1.7 is a fairly straightforward piece of work. The other set of customers we could target are existing WebSphere sensor event customers. These are WebSphere sensor events is a kind of the foundational product underneath RTAL. So the upsell path here is we have customers who are already using some sensor data. They're implementing use cases. They're incorporating that into their operations. But RTAL would make it very easy to integrate that information into Maximo and to begin to take action on that. So that's another angle. And then, of course, we've got totally new customers, that third bullet there, new to Maximo, new to WebSphere sensor events. But, again, the combination of the two is really you're not going to find anybody else in the marketplace who can offer both sides of that. And then the target industries I mentioned a little bit earlier, healthcare providers we've talked about at length, aerospace and defense, some of their operations where they have critical equipment, things that they're tracking in the field or they're tracking around a production environment. The automotive manufacturers and their tier one suppliers tend to have a lot of equipment like this that they need to track in real time in their manufacturing facilities. Government agencies are required to track a variety of assets in their operations in their facilities. And in fact, I'm coming off of a demo that we finished yesterday for a proposal to track a variety of equipment for a government agency. And oil and gas is the last one. So slide 11, please. So specifically, Over the next few slides, I'll cover some of the specific healthcare and industrial use cases that we're seeing, either customers are asking for it or they're interested in, or we've done some implementations in them. And then I'll wrap up with several customer references that we've implemented over the last couple of years. And again, the RTAL itself, the real-time asset locator, is new, but these customer references are based on deals that have recently closed. They're using basically the same capability and same functionalities just from prior releases of the WebSphere Sensor Events product that we've incorporated into the real-time asset locator. So on slide 11, RTAL and healthcare really crosses three kind of domains. The first is asset tracking, and the other two are people tracking in some way, shape, or form. So we've got staff on one side and patient tracking on the other. I think from an asset standpoint, you hear about the proverbial infusion pump and then hospitals having too many of those, not being able to find them when they need them. But that same problem exists across a variety of classes of assets in the hospitals, everything from beds and wheelchairs to other mobile IT assets and other clinical equipment. From a staff tracking standpoint, the tracking capability helps track and manage processing and workflow, or helps capture that information in real time. We can use that kind of analytically to understand the flow of personnel and how those personnel interact with patients, as well as track basically potential contamination paths is another application here. And so some of those capabilities span both sides, patients as well as staff. So again, from patient standpoint, patient flow, understanding what it takes to process patients, how long they spend in waiting rooms or at different points in an overall process as they're being processed through some department in a hospital or clinic, being able to track patients who might be classified as quote-unquote wandering patients, right? So a patient with dementia or a patient that's infected or could be contagious, needing to track and alert on those kinds of conditions around a patient. Same sort of concept with long-term care and elderly care. These could be patients that are dementia, losing their memory, could be a danger to themselves or others, and the ability to track them across these environments. And again, I mentioned infection control. The theme here is kind of pandemic. That's probably a bigger term than necessary for a single environment. But tracking patients from the standpoint of, where have they been since they came into the emergency department or the emergency room, understanding who they might have come in contact with as they moved through the process, what doctors saw them, which nurses saw them, to be able to kind of look back through the rear view mirror and figure out who else might be at risk from contamination, that sort of thing. Slide 12, please. In the industrial environment, we see actually some similar themes in terms of overall areas of need and capabilities. The critical resources or assets cover mobile assets, tools, IT equipment, again, equipment that may be under contract, or it could be government-furnished equipment in some environments, and equipment so that you need to account for both from a lease and inspection or audit standpoint to comply with contractual obligations. Managing tool cribs and the variety of tools that go into or out of or managed by a custodian in these kinds of environments. And also we see an emerging need for condition-based monitoring and marrying that in an automated way with the asset tracking and management. From a personnel standpoint, it's largely a safety focus that we see in a lot of heavy industry environments. So it would be environments where personnel are moving around and amongst heavy equipment or dangerous equipment or dangerous chemicals, high heat, or noxious fumes in those kinds of environments. So there are a set of capabilities that we have around tracking things like safety equipment and making sure that employees that are entering in a hazardous environment have the proper safety equipment with them, whether it's a gas mask or a fire extinguisher or something to that effect. But also recognizing conditions such as man down or fall detection when someone has fallen from scaffolding or has suddenly stopped moving and has fallen from a height of, 5.5 feet or 6 feet to down to a few inches. And then the third area here is around work in process and leveraging asset tracking and the sensor capabilities to follow work in process, basically, and capture information about that product that's being produced in real time. And I've got a specific customer example around work in process tracking further in the deck. Slide 13, please. So St. Michael's is a very recent customer. They closed just a few months ago, earlier back in the year. But this is our typical hospital client here. St. Michael's is a 357-bed research facility, so medium large probably facility. And they have, literally thousands of assets that they need to manage and track. So we brought in a partner here called Sonitor, and Sonitor uses ultrasound ID, ultrasound-based ID. So they can, with their technology, they can provide room-level accuracy about assets and people, which people are in which rooms, which personnel, I should say, and which equipment are in which rooms. And we can even go down to sub-room level accuracy if there are, multiple beds in a room. We can associate different equipment with a particular side of the room or a particular bed in the room, that sort of thing. So this was one of the compelling value propositions for St. Michael's, as well as the ability of the infrastructure, the RTAL, or its predecessor, to alert on a variety of different business events and associations between equipment and people and that sort of thing. Slide 14. POSCO is a very large steel manufacturer out of Korea. I believe they're the fourth largest producer in the world. And they wanted to track their people, their employees, largely initially from a safety standpoint. There's obviously a lot of, very high temperature, heavy equipment moving around in here. The steel itself is moved around as it goes through the various processes. In some forms, it's molten steel moved around in ladles, very large ladles, and there are operators who are situated above the operations, essentially moving these things around and ensuring manually, and visually that they're not, creating a dangerous situation. They're, following the proper flow of processing steps to produce the right material that's called for as part of a particular run or batch of material. And so we came in with a solution using a different RFID technology for this environment called ultra-wideband. Okay, so it has different properties, different capabilities than ultrasound, but provides a very good location capability in an open kind of a free-moving environment like POSCO's operational environment. So they use the data to provide additional visibility to the ladle operators to ensure they're not in danger unnecessarily or someone who's in some place that they shouldn't be while a particular process is going on. But they also use it to track their utilization of the ladles, as well as automatically tracking the flow of ladles. Is this particular batch moving to the right next step in the process for the desired finished result? So they can double check that sort of stuff in real time to make sure there's, you know, the humans involved in the process are not making mistakes. And from a utilization standpoint, they can track or more readily capture the utilization of the ladle so that they know more accurately when they need to do preventative maintenance, not based on a time parameter, but more based on a utilization parameter. So that's something that we enable to them to capture more readily and more automatically with this system. Another interesting point here, they have several downshifts in the plant at different times of the year. Production may be lower or whatever. They're not necessarily operating three full shifts. And they use the system to actually determine presence of employees in different areas of the plant. So on a downshift, you know, there might be a tenth of the personnel in the plant that there would be when they're at full production. So they can literally automatically turn off lights in sections of the plant where there's nobody operating. So this is something that they hooked up automatically to the system to reduce their overall energy costs. Slide 15, please. Honda Italia is another customer where we deployed a system to use a variety of RFID. We actually use multiple technologies here to capture the movement of motorcycle chassis as they go through the production process. And basically the problem that Honda had was limited visibility into the as-built configurations of their motorcycles. And what this resulted in was a very large recall that they had to do a few years back because one of their suppliers said, hey, we sent you a bad part. You know, it's a safety-related part, and it could result in, you know, a hazard to the motorcycle owners. And so Honda didn't have great records or great they had the records, but they were largely manual, so there was some suspect, you know, some suspicion of the data that they had. So they ended up having to do a recall that was much, much larger and cost millions of dollars. It cost millions more than it should have because they had to recall, you know, basically many times more motorcycles than they should have. So the system that we helped them build automatically captures the movement of the motorcycle chassis as they go through the production, and it also captures the parts that are brought line side and are attached to the motorcycle chassis. So those part containers are actually affixed with an active RFID tag, and the motorcycle chassis itself is affixed with a passive RFID tag. And what we're able to do is marry the part type and the batch and lot of the part to the motorcycle chassis as it moves down the production line. So at the end of the day, if they produced, 50 motorcycles, they have a complete list that's automatically generated of all the as-built components that were attached to that motorcycle. So this will help them tremendously in recall scenarios going forward so that they can, obviously not recall thousands of motorcycles, but recall hundreds because they know exactly which parts, which batches, which lots went onto which motorcycle chassis. Next slide, please. This next company is an Asian electronics company that had a very strong need to track, literally over time, they expect hundreds of thousands of IT assets, both mobile and fixed. What they had figured out is they spent a very, very large amount of time inspecting and maintaining the inventory information. So the process of tracking that equipment, what condition it's in, how it's being utilized, and doing the internal audits on that equipment was literally costing them tons and tons of time. And they also suspected that much of the equipment was underutilized. So they had excess expense for the equipment itself. They had excess expense for maintenance. The energy that's being used by these things, even though they may not be, chugging along at full CPU capacity, is still burning some energy. And then there was also licensing fees, the associated software that they had running on these assets. If it, you know, if they could consolidate a bunch of this, they saw huge savings that they could make across the board. And so we worked with a partner here called OmniID to replace their barcoded barcoding system that they had in place with a passive RFID system. And then we married that information with Tivoli Asset Management for IT and also built some Cognos dashboards and reports on top of that for analytics. So, much improved, much more efficient system allowed them to identify underutilized assets and more efficiently capture asset moves, the location of asset, the conditions of assets, and those sorts of things. The last reference here that I will mention, and this is a company in India that we were working with, and they are a provider of liquefied petroleum, and they have both commercial customers and basically private customers that they deliver the liquid petroleum to. And the two sets of customers are actually subsidized differently. So the containers that they provide to private individuals are subsidized at a much higher level than their corporate customers, their business customers. And they had a real problem tracking containers between those two groups and understanding when containers were being diverted or moved from one group to another because of the subsidies. So there were some arbitrage opportunities here. And they also wanted to be able to track these containers as they went through the internal process and inspections as they were, brought, the empties were brought back, inspected, refilled, and sent back through the process and sent back out the door to the next set of customers. And so what we did for this customer is we attached passive RFID tags to all their containers. And the first phase started tracking their internal processes, but the plans here are to extend out to their various customers in order to track containers as they go through the full life cycle out into the field, how long they spend out there, some of the metrics around that, when they come back, the condition that they come back in, increasing accountability and that sort of thing. So helping them manage and view, gain visibility into the overall life cycle of these containers and kind of the interplay between their two customer segments. So slide 18 is my wrap up slide. There's a bit more information in slides 19, 20, and 21. I'll mention those again very briefly, especially slide 21, but. To wrap up, why should you care? Well, first of all, we think we can increase opportunities with the new RTAL capability. So we, obviously we can sell to existing Maximo customers, or we can flip that around and possibly sell Maximo as an upsell to some of our existing sensor solution customers. It is a key differentiator for us in the marketplace. We do have over 500 sensor-based engagements to date. So we started in this group back in around 2003. I joined the group back there when we were very small inside of IBM. And over the past 6, 7, 8 years, we've done engagements across all industries, supply chain, asset tracking, everything. So we've got tons of experience here and we can, you know, we can deliver on these kinds of capabilities. There's really no other software vendor in the marketplace that can provide the combined value of Maximo for asset management and the real-time asset locator for sensor-based events and data streams. So that's just a key differentiator for us. And RTAL can help you expand your overall deal size. So a typical deal would range anywhere from maybe 50K on up to, you know, half a million or more, even bigger, big enterprise deal. So it's a key tool in the toolbox, especially where you've got customers that are having trouble capturing information about their assets, the current condition, the current location, they're losing assets, all the problems that we've been discussing for the last 40 or so minutes. So I want to make one more comment, and then I will turn it back over to Steve, and I think we will open up for Q&A. But if you flip quickly to slide 21, these are just some of the key contacts in both the Tivoli Maximo organization as well as my organization, Industry Solutions. Himanshu Bhatt is our worldwide sales leader, and he's got people all over the world that he works with who understand our solutions across the geographies. My name is in here, obviously, and then Mike Cloak and Kevin Duffy can assist with architecture and additional sales support. So Kevin Duffy works with the services team, so he's got the guys who can come, you know, put feet on the ground and deliver on some of this new sensor technology. So Steve, with that, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. Thank you, Greg, for the presentation. At the bottom of the slide there, everyone, you'll see some three additional links. These are publicly available. Actually, I should say these are available on PartnerWorld. So business partners who are on this call, if you put the presentation in slideshow mode, you'll be able to click those and get access to those on the PartnerWorld website. And then for those IBM employees who are on the call as well, there's also an RTAL sales kit on the Software Sellers Workplace. If you need that link, just please send me an email. But, you know, really excited about this solution, folks. What people have been asking for is, hey, and not only does a single IBM product, you know, what can a single IBM product do for a client, but we're combining the strengths of multiple IBM products cross-brand. Again, this is WebSphere plus Tivoli to really differentiate the IBM proposition and offer your client some really significant bang. So anyway, really, as I said, really excited, and at this point, hopefully some of you guys have questions. Jackie, I'll go ahead and let's open it up and see if there are any questions out there.
If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please dial star then one. If you'd like to withdraw your question, it's star then two. We do have one question from Gary Thompson. Your line is open.
Thank you. My basic question, are there any financial analysis work done, such as the business value analysis tool for software, to put this in an ROI case for clients?
You're talking about the business value assessment?
Yes.
The BVA tool,
right.
We haven't done that specifically yet. What, you know, back charts, you know, 11 and 12 kind of talk about some of the benefits that we've seen, and a lot of that's anecdotal. It's not tied directly to hard ROI figures. You know, it is something we're working towards, but these are basically figures we've pulled from analysts and some anecdotal information from customers. So, I mean, the short answer on the BVA is no, we haven't done that yet. I would be thrilled to start pulling that together around a specific customer. So I definitely think, you know, if you think that would help in some way with a near-term opportunity, I will certainly work to rally the troops to make that happen.
Yeah, and we do have a team that continuously works on the Maximo Asset Management and Tibley Asset Management for IT BVA report that's currently available. So we'll make that suggestion that we take some of those, at least those industry numbers, and then incorporate that into a future version of the tool.
And the other aspect is that, do you have anything relative to supply chain?
We do. We started with supply RFID in the supply chain back, you know, as early as 2003, 2004, around some of the Walmart and DoD mandates. Is that the supply chain kind of stuff you're talking about, or are you talking specific to Maximo?
No, supply chain is the application.
Oh.
The client. So I'm dealing with their executive in charge of supply chain.
I guess the answer is yes. We've built some solutions around RFID and the supply chain. They're not tightly coupled to Maximo at this point. I mean, maybe that's something we should talk about.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Zayed Lama. Your line is open.
Hello, my question is in terms of complete solution, what are the components that we need to install? You mentioned the hardware, which covers the RFID and readers. Is there any middleware between the readers and the RTIL? And the other question is, if the integration between Maximo and RTIL is already in place and officially tested, and also, I would like to get some information about the RTIL, the components. I mean, what are the different applications and modules in the RTIL as a standalone application, as well as what the integration covers between RTIL and Maximo?
Okay, so a lot of questions there. So components in the system. You're right on. There's hardware components, and we work with a number of hardware partners to provide those components. I referenced Sonitor, and I may not have mentioned Zebra by name, but they're both very strong partners. Sonitor, very strong in healthcare. Zebra, very strong in industrial environments. So that's the first component. And again, we have good relationships with both of those teams, and we have architects that are part of the industry solutions team around RTAL that can help with that technology selection. So, and then you asked, is there any middleware between the hardware and RTAL? And the answer to that is no. So RTAL directly interacts with this hardware to pull the sensor information into RTAL, which is, it's obviously got some middleware underneath of it to communicate with that. With that infrastructure. And then RTAL provides the adapter to go directly into Maximo with that data as well. So from an integration standpoint between RTAL and Maximo, the kinds of data that's flowing across is asset status. So we can change asset status information, we can change asset location information, and we can pass condition information as well. So environmental conditions associated with an asset or an asset status. Did that get all your questions?
Yes. I just have one more question about the RTAL application itself as a standalone application. What kind of functionalities it has, and I'm wondering if you can like provide any user guide or something, because we have one of our customers now, and a part of the implementation is the RFID.
Okay, so your question is around RTAL independent of Maximo?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of functionalities, and are we going to end up by looking into two different applications, I mean, or it's only Maximo at the end?
Well, there. That's kind of a tricky question. I guess it depends on whether you're a business partner or.
Yeah, we are a business partner.
Okay. I'm from a sales credit standpoint, you would get full credit for RTAL if you sold that. We have another offering that is a WebSphere brand that is kind of the bulk of the technology underneath RTAL is sold as part of that product offering. But I'm not sure it's something – I guess you'd have to check and see if that's something you can get revenue credit for. But it's the WebSphere sensor events product provides the bulk of that function without Maximo in the picture. You know, that said, WebSphere sensor events has most of the same underlying capabilities. It brings in the sensor event data, the raw data streams. It can look at multiple sets of events coming in and make apply rules to make decisions about what's happening in the environment, looking across those multiple data streams, and then it can generate events. So the key difference really is that the RTAL integrates that and puts that data and those events in a Maximo context. Okay.
Okay, thank you. If you have more questions, can you send email to Mike or Kevin about the architecture?
Mike or Kevin? Steve, do you know who he
is? Yeah, Mike Cloak or Kevin Duffy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or me. Send it to me, too. That's fine.
All right. Thank you.
And we have one more question from Ivan Shylov. Your line is open.
Hello. The question is about license politics, about what docs are supported. It is also interesting to know. Hello?
Yes. I didn't quite catch your question. It's about which what are supported?
Which types of tags? Docs.
Oh. Which kinds of tags?
Yeah.
We support a variety of passive tags. So the UHF tags are largely built on the Gen 2 standard. There's pretty broad support for that. We also support HF tags in the passive space. And then on the active side, we support a variety of active technologies, which are less standardized. So you see more fragmentation there, but we support a wide variety and have deployed with a wide variety of active RFID vendors. So Sonitor and Zebra are two of the key ones, but there's actually several others that we have worked with over the past few years. Does that help?
Yes, it's help. The other question is about price of the solution. What is price politic? So how is it is licensed? What type of license?
So the Maximo license is by seat or by user.
I know about Maxima. I need to know about RTAL.
Right. RTAL is priced by asset.
By asset?
Yes. There are tiers. You wouldn't track using RTAL all of your assets that you manage in Maxima. We think it will be a subset of the asset. So we are charging by asset, and there's several tiers where
mm-hmm.
the price per asset drops off pretty dramatically. So there is a tiered pricing structure. It starts, the list price is $70,000 for 500 assets. Your price per asset drops off pretty dramatically at different tiers above that. There's a tier at 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, then maybe 20 or 50. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
So it is not expensive, I see.
Well, I guess that depends on your perspective. I'd like to think that with what we see of typical engagements and some of the discounting that can happen in them, that it's not a very expensive option. You know, the hardware infrastructure is also a cost.
Hello?
Yes.
I have two more questions. So as far as I understand, real-time asset locator is not Maxim add-on solution. It's WebSphere solution, right?
Well, real-time asset locator is an IBM-branded solution. It's set up so that Tivoli and Maximo sellers, as well as business partners, get full credit for sales, so you would get commission credit on the product. My reference to the WebSphere oriented version it doesn't require Maximo. It's a standalone version, and that is a WebSphere product. And so if you're a WebSphere partner and you can get credit for WebSphere products, then you could also sell that.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, and the last question is, are you going to prepare any video solution, video of the solution, or maybe demo machine which we can show to our customers? Because I'm from IBM, and maybe it can help us to sell this.
We're actually working actively on a couple of options. The simplest is certainly some additional, you know, PowerPoints and screen captures and things like that, but a lot of that will be incorporated into some flash demos, Camtasia kind of recordings of demos and things like that. We're actively working on that, as well as you know, the full blown VMware options. So I think what you will see there at the end of the day is, you know, there'll be a prescribed set of hardware you need to go do a demo. And then you would have an RTAL VMware image plus a Maximo VMware image. So it's not, you know, it's not super lightweight to put all three of those things together and go do a demo. But you know, that's exactly what we did yesterday for a proposal that we were putting together, and it went very well. You know, marrying the real time location information and condition information with Maximo and walking through the full life cycle with a customer and showing them how the sensor information played in that life cycle and the automated capture was a very powerful story.
And Ivan, I know the technical team, they're shooting to have those resources available, you know, what Greg just said, towards the end of September. Now, that can always change, but that's their target date. So, Ivan, I can send you an email. I know what your email is.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Yeah.
So, the last question. So, now it's the last question. What about documentation? So, I know that there are a few white papers about RTAL and Maximo solutions. So, what about technical installation guides, integration guides, and so on? Does this exist somewhere?
The first resource that's available to you is the information center. And Steve, there is the external RTAL website that has the basic feature function kind of stuff, as well as the hardware specifications. But there's also, if the link to the information center is not out there, I can get it for you, Steve. But I think it is. I'm pretty sure it's out there.
Okay, forward that to me, Greg, and I'll get it over to Ivan.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ivan.
We have no further questions.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for your time. We went about 6 minutes late, but hopefully everyone has a better awareness about this product. And, again, if you have any questions, please contact anybody on that contact slide, and we'll be more than happy to help you out. So with that, we'll go ahead and close the call. Thank you again, and happy selling.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may disconnect at this time.